Raptors show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm joined by producer and co-host Alex Wong. Alex, we have two special guests joining us in studio today for what can only be characterized as a Squid Game-themed episode. So, Alex, please go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Will, really enjoyed the show yesterday. You know that I'm the number one fan of the show that I'm on and really enjoyed the conversation with Matt Devlin and Blake Murphy. Great basketball talk, but, you know, today we got to go off the rails again. And to go off the rails, we had to invite two people who are down to have fun. Faisal Khamisa is back, and we got Danielle Michaud with us. Thank you to the two of you for joining us in studio.
Yeah, no problem.
Straight off the rails. I can really feel it.
Thanks for bringing us in.
Oh, my God.
All right, our producer
is freestyling.
Are we only
allowed to talk
today?
Between green light and red light? Because I'm not sure I can handle
that. On air and not on air. No.
There's actually a little bit of tension in the room, I feel like. Do you guys not know what's coming in this upcoming hour?
I will say, yes, there's been a few surprises so far within minutes of arriving to the station. The minute I saw Will Liu, like, are you going to explain to the people who can't see what Will's wearing?
Can I explain what's going on? Because I was in shock when I came in, and Will had to actually point it out. Like, Will is dressed as a character from Squid Game in that he taped a number to his branded sweatsuit top. Mm-hmm. And the number is
He's got the tracksuit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tracksuit, but not the tracksuit. So, I mean, it's a tracksuit. Fine.
Oh, my goodness.
What do I do?
I would like to know what the 218, like, why 218?
Yeah, why 218? Will is number 218, by the way, guys, for you guys that are listening that can't see. He decided to tape number 218, not only to his tracksuit, but I saw it on your t-shirt that you zipped up as well.
I'm wearing a raggedy old t-shirt as well to really get
into the
commitment.
I just love the commitment.
So obviously 218 is the best character in the show, Sang-woo, who I'm just going to call Sang-woo Barbecue. because
oh my god,
this is also the cultural hour. As in addition to the fact that we're also just having fun here, did I get fully dressed in anticipation of leaving for work before realizing that I had, you know, one singular tracksuit that I could maybe tape a number to? Yes,
you're like, you like an extra from Kill Bill, bro.
Those vibes are not quite Squid Game. You know, we feel you.
You're right.
You look like a Borussia Dortmund player warming up on the sideline. Alex, that's soccer, by the way.
Goodness,
get ready.
Man. Yeah, joining us on the show today, Mats Hummels. Anyway, Squid Game. Yeah, Alex.
Squid Game.
Do we have to preface this with massive spoiler alert for anybody?
No massive spoilers. We're not going to get into it like that.
But okay, actually have no sympathy regardless. Like 11 million people have watched Squid Game. If you're one of the very few who haven't at this point, I don't even care about
you. It's like when Will recently... did you watch The Wire for the first time, or is this a repeat viewing?
That was like the 10th time.
Yeah. So like, I got no problem live on air being like, rest in peace, Stringer Bell.
But The Wire is like 20 years. That's a very different time period than what we're dealing with right now.
I'm with Danielle, though. I think there are certain shows that you're either going to watch it or it's just going to get spoiled.
Well, you can say that because you literally finished it yesterday. That's why, right? You can say that now. But
and I'm also
going to,
I'm
you were just fake laughing at all the Squid Game references.
Producer, put the red light on, Faisal, man, please.
Alex asked if I would come on the show. Obviously, very excited to be on the show. And I was slightly, I said immediately, like, we're talking Squid Game, correct? And the response I got was, haven't seen it yet. That was only a few short days ago, though, and here we are. You've committed, you've watched, and now...
The funniest part of that is, prior to even him starting, I was sending him memes, and he was laughing like he knew what was going on to feel involved. And so I feel kind of dumb right now, but I appreciate that you actually watched it.
No, this is the advice to people, you know, fake it till you make it. You know, you send me jokes that I don't get. I just write LOL.
Yeah.
I think he just says that to all your jokes.
Sometimes he adds LMAO with a lot of O's, so it seems sincere, but now I'm starting to catch on to the fact that it's not genuine at all.
Man, pure chaos already. So
sorry, not sorry.
So, you know, Will and I obviously spent a lot of time working together. And
too much time.
Will rolls his eyes. Yeah.
No, this is how much time we spent working together. So our show was 2 to 3 live on air on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. All right. That's called a hard reset for us. Then after the show, sometimes we got to go to the arena to the game, but Alex doesn't want to go early to see Sam Decker warm up, which apparently he would make like 200 straight threes if we went early, but we didn't get to go because Alex doesn't like to show up too early. So we have to like burn 2 hours in between. And we work together so much, we literally get into a room and then turn on Sportsnet and watch Poker After Dark or the other
associated. That's the World Poker Tour, guys. Just get that branding right.
There we go. That's correct. And then we were supposed to be just having it on in the background, but we started watching very intently.
I still can't believe my man folded the Trip Kings.
I don't know what his name is, but he folded Trip Kings to, I think, a pair of fours or something. Anyway, no one wants to hear this, Alex, but we do work too much together.
I actually have a follow-up question with regards to that, because I do want to hear this so much. Couldn't you, Will Liu, an adult, choose to just go early by yourself and let him come when he wants to come?
No.
This is ride or die.
As producer of the show,
I produce
his entire life.
Okay.
Yeah. So whether he's at the arena, things like that. He always wants to complain about the refs on Twitter.
during a preseason game. You gotta hold him back.
No, like Ali style.
It was 10:54 left in the first quarter. And you were...
They were not calling three-second violations. Yeah. What are you doing?
And then
is this even a game of basketball? You're not calling three-second violations?
This is why you're the man of the people. You're a passionate dude about the Raptors. I respect it.
Yeah.
So, Will and I have been working together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So have the two of you, right? Faisal and Danielle?
Yes.
So, what is the key to spending a lot of time with another person at work?
Snacks.
Two things. I was worried coming in here because FaZe and I usually come in, get changed for Sportsnet Central, which is not our usual like day-to-day fits.
Yeah.
And there's been many times
we're pushing the limit to that.
Yes,
we are pushing the limit
to
that.
But when we come in like our own vibe, I've determined I dress like a boy, so I usually look exactly the same as FaZe. We've come in many times looking almost identical.
And it's like, which one of us is going to change?
And usually the answer is neither. I also thought in the car ride when I was thinking about answers to some of these questions, we're going to have the same ones because this has become a thing where we now have this weird synergy where we're in each other's heads all the time. So snacks was my first answer and was his as well. And it's because that's the key. You have to have each other's back with snacks if you want to get through a shift.
We've developed kind of like we work Thursday nights and Friday nights on Sportsnet Central, which you can watch again every Thursday and Friday.
Wow. Another hard reset.
Yeah. Usually it goes like this. Thursday, because Danielle and I haven't seen each other all week, there's an abundance of stories and energy and, you know, laughter and stupidity that follows, right? Friday, we're both like quiet and tired and like, let's you know, like, what baseball game are we hoping ends in 9 innings tonight, you know? And so we've accepted that Thursdays, we're going to get everything out there. And Fridays is going to just be a little bit more passive, a little bit more quiet. And none of us are offended by that. We understand the dynamic. We understand both of us are a little bit more fatigued on a Friday. And it's cool. There's no forced conversation in any way.
Much like
this show sometimes.
I don't want you to speak for Danielle. Danielle, do you agree with all those points that Faisal just made?
I absolutely do. They were the same friggin' points I had. Because I was going to say... It says something about your relationship if you can just sit in silence and know that there doesn't have to be weird conversation. Yeah. And we often do that on Fridays where we just are dead quiet, close the door, and say nothing until the show when we really...
And she'll be like, hold on, I have a Ziploc of chips for you. Correct. Do you want these? And I'll be like, yes, thank you. And then we'll just eat them and we'll move on with our day.
Danielle, what is Faisal's favorite snack?
Ooh,
that's a really good question.
I don't know if you guys are privy to the snack table here at Sports.
We're not.
We are not.
Faisal reminded us we're also not privy to a wardrobe room that exists.
No. Last night I was on Tim and Friends, and my security pass did not give me the access there. I was definitely strictly kept to the audio side.
It needs to be spoken about. So snack table, Faze is always going for like a Twix, a chocolate bar of some form.
Please don't tell my trainer.
I will not. I'm more of a... chip kind
You're
of gal
chip person.
So
yeah.
He sticks to chocolate, I take chips.
Wow.
So the key, that my takeaway from that, the key is to only work together 2 times a week.
Bingo.
I would like you a lot more, man.
Yeah.
I would also say we are friends in real life, and that helps.
Okay.
I mean, to the point where we both agreed to come in to do this show on a day we're not working, and you know, for one of us, that's an arduous task because it takes a long time for me to mentally get prepared to get here, you know? And I mean, Danielle's here too, but like, you're welcome, I guess.
I thought you were referring to your 2-minute walk versus my 40-minute
drive. That's the joke.
Yeah,
that was the joke.
Got it.
That's okay.
So Faisal, I want you to tell us and tell the people listening.
Yeah.
Tell us something about Danielle that people might not know about.
Okay. Well, this is how generally our nights go. We get there, we're talking, we're like, okay, we finished all our snacks 4.5 minutes after we've entered the building. I'm hungry. Danielle will be like, and she's like, should I order some variation of fried chicken, whether it's nuggets or strips or something? And what she'll do week in and week out, whether it's a Thursday, whether it's Friday, is still not exactly formulaic, but it's one of the 2 days. She'll be like, should I order us nuggets? And she'll look, she'll add to cart, she'll, you know, get the dipping sauces all in there or whatever, and then she'll just close the app, and then we'll settle on eating nothing for the rest of the night because we don't need it. It's just like, we want it so bad. So this is a week in, week out thing, the desire to order some sort of fried chicken at night for our shift and then ignore it altogether and move on with our lives.
It's true. It wow. happens.
What about you, Danielle? What is something about Faisal that people might not know about?
Okay, so he went with like in here. I was going to go outside the walls of Sportsnet for a couple of things. Faisal is a very good swimmer. I don't think the world knows this. I got to see him swim. Please tell the people, are you not an OFSA champion swimmer?
No, I'm not an OFSA champion swimmer, but as a kid, I used to swim provincially. And
there we
so
go.
I got
provincial.
Some of the form. May have gained some weight now, but the form is still around. The form is still there.
It's Faisal Phelps. Like, it's there. It is there.
It's more Faisal Lochte if you're to pair the personalities together. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to work with the alliteration, okay? But very good swimmer and also an excellent cook. And I never know why the people don't know that you're a very good cook. You don't ever put it out there on social.
You know, it's because you have bad food takes. I've seen.
No, I don't have bad food takes. I have one bad food take, I think, that people are like annoyed about, but I don't need to eat that food for them to.
What is that take?
Yeah.
That I don't like Indian food.
Unbelievable.
And offended my parents and offended my grandparents and the rest of my family. But you know what? That's okay, because I make them other food that they then enjoy. And Danielle will know I've brought her dinner made scratch for my house sometimes for our shifts. And she's been very, at least to me, she said she's enjoyed it thoroughly. So
he's a great cook. I don't know why he doesn't tell the people. Like, he should be.
Well, now the people know.
Where's the Instagram, like, live cooking with Faisal Kamisa?
No, I legit had no idea.
Yeah. I cook almost every day. Yeah. And the range of dishes will be like through the roof.
Everything
except Indian dishes.
Everything except Indian dishes.
So you hate Indian food. Is that what we can put on a Sportsnet quote graphic?
Yeah, you can. You can put it on a graphic. Yeah, quote graphic. Yeah. I've always wanted to be aggregated, and so I would love for that to be the quote.
Not to dive too deep into this, but why?
Faisal, hate Indian food.
Why?
Sorry.
Why, though?
You know what? I don't know what it is. Like,
Are you having bad Indian food?
No, I love cultural food. I love spicy food, but it's something about the curry-based food.
Cultural food?
Well, no. Like, I'm saying other... Okay. Put that on a quote board. It's something about the spices that come with Indian food specific that they don't vibe with me. And I had it a lot as a kid, obviously, growing up. And I don't know if that played a factor into it. Probably not, because all my friends still eat it. But like, I just don't. Okay. It is what it is. I'm an adult. I don't have to eat something I don't like.
You don't.
And
you get to make these choices.
Other things. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there is one kind of food that's universally loved, and that's McDonald's.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm.
So, you know. Yep. Shouts to McDonald's, brought us some food
absolutely
in the studio today.
Yep.
And a perfect transition, I mean, first of all, for me to shill, because that's what I'm here for. But also, I've been meaning to talk about this 10 Big Mac challenge. We've been talking about Squid Game and, like, you know, the different types of games that they played, you know, on the show, and favorite games. You know, this is the one game that I actually want to play, and that is, I truly believe I could eat 10 Big Macs in 1 hour. And I know, Will,
it's not possible, man. I had one, and I'm like, you know, I'm out for the next hour, period.
How many? Okay, if I set the over under at 6.5 in 1 hour, would you take the over or the under? Number of Big Macs that I could eat in 1 hour.
Okay, I would take the over, only because I think you would get to 7 and then just completely pass out.
You've seen me eat. Remember when we went for dumplings last week?
Yeah, but that's dumplings, man. This is not the same thing, all right? 6.5. I'm taking the over as a sign of respect to you, but I still am staunchly of the belief that there is no way you can eat 10 Big Macs in 1 hour.
We'll set up the event, and we'll donate money for every Big Mac that I eat to charity. Apologies to the charity in advance for getting donated $7. Big Mac. Is that tax deductible? Faisal, what do you think about me eating 10 Big Macs?
I think you could do it.
Hour?
I think you could
do it. You
believe it? Like, I'm pretty confident that you could do it, to be honest with you, because I feel I could do it. And so
I have a whole strategy.
Okay.
So we're going to break the 60 minutes.
Like, are you dunking in water, Joey Chestnut style, or what? Like,
No. So I'm allowed, because I want like a milkshake on the side as well.
Why do you want
No, you're just
wasting calories. No,
I like a challenge. I like to be challenged.
You're already
so thick.
Yeah.
It's a terrible idea.
Damn.
Everyone's shaking their heads.
Yeah, this room's
do it.
It's a tough room right now. So 60 minutes, I'm going to break it down into 4 15-minute segments.
Sure.
So right off the bat, the first 15 minutes,
2.5 per go.
The first 15 minutes, I'm going to down 4 Big Macs.
Okay, wow.
Okay.
You're going to be asleep for the next 45 minutes.
I actually don't know if that's a good strategy.
And then the next 15, I'm going to take my time and somehow eat three more. So I'm at 7 at the half hour mark.
Right. Not really that different of an average, but yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And at 7 in, half an hour through, okay.
And at the half hour mark, I just need to eat three more in 30 minutes. So I'm going to cut them up into pieces.
All you did was math right there. You didn't like really have a plan for the show. You just said, I'm going to do this.
I'm kind of winging this right now.
Yeah, we know.
I will cut them like a mooncake. I've told you this. I will cut the Big Mac like a mooncake.
I don't know if that's going to help.
I think that's going to make it worse because you're going to see more pieces and the sum of the pieces is going to deter you, I think, from wanting to eat more.
I also don't trust that it's going to like hold shape once you start cutting into mooncake shapes and then it's going to fall apart. Now you're like jamming
a really good
the
point.
Lettuce in and like trying to hold it like this and it's messy. Like, no.
We know the patties don't always fit the size of the bun. So if you're cutting one and there's no patty on one, you're just eating bread, pickle, lettuce, and sauce. Like, is that even appealing to
you?
That
sounds delicious to me.
Of course it does.
I'm sure to you it's better. I'm sure to you it's better than Indian food.
You know what it is. Give me one.
Come on.
I hate pickles and I'll do it.
Okay. Pickle challenge.
So nobody believes me.
No, I believe you. I actually believe in you.
They have a lot of faith. I haven't seen your eating habits. I would probably be the rookie in making this call, but I don't believe you can do more than 6.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm actually going to do this at the end of the season.
Fantastic.
And one of you is going to join me. And here's how it's going to work, okay? So today we're going to do...
Danielle, yeah.
We're going to play a game. It's my favorite game. It's over-unders. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do 2021-22 Raptors over-unders.
Okay.
Wow. So I'm going to give 9 over-unders, 3 to each of you.
Okay.
But you're working together as a team.
Oh, okay. Hey, okay.
But you each take the lead on 3 of them. So okay. I'll go around the table. And you have to get more than 50% of them right. So combined, you have to get, at the end of the season, we're going to check.
So we're gonna follow up on this challenge in 8 months.
We're going to follow up on this challenge in 8 months.
We're not going to be friends in 8 months, but yeah.
Well, you've said that before, and then we're back together.
That's a good point.
So you have to get 5 out of 9 right. If you don't, then we're going to come back, play another game.
Okay.
And one of you will have to join me in the 10 Big Mac challenge.
All right. I think that's fair.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yep.
Between the three of us, we should be able to...
I think we'll be okay.
Be able to.
Yeah, I think we'll be
okay. Yeah, the three of us can eat 10 Big Macs collectively together in an hour.
No,
and we'll see if Alex can do it himself in 1 hour. I'm just surprised there's actual Raptors content in this episode. So, Alex, this is very creative. Go ahead, man.
I'm shocked as well. And you know, shouts, you know, McDonald's going to have to put a big disclaimer on this 10 Big Mac challenge.
Yeah.
We are not responsible for the consequences that
occurred. We just chatted about you for the last 20 minutes, though. So.
Wow.
All right. So, over-unders, let's go. Will, it's your show. I'm going to start with you.
Uh-huh.
What seed will the Raptors be in the Eastern Conference this season? The over-under 7.5.
That's easy. I'm going under, which is technically positive because under would be like 7, 6, 5, et cetera.
Appreciate
right?
you explaining the numerical system to me.
Okay. Yeah. All right,
the guy
Alex.
That said, I'm going to start with 4 and then 3 and then 3 more. Thanks, man. We got to 10.
No sense.
Our parents are so disappointed in us right now.
You know,
the fact
what,
that we've been doing sports radio is already a disappointment.
Exactly, I'm wearing a sticker. On my shirt for a radio show. So that's where I'm at right now.
My mom listens to this every day and gives me reviews.
My parents called me
Shout
today.
Out to your mom.
And they're like, oh, you're on the radio today? I found out from your Twitter. Why didn't you tell me? I was like, yo, first
my
of all,
mom asked if she can listen on 680. So that's where we're at the Micho household.
Shout out all our parents who are definitely actually. Listening right now.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere, somehow.
Okay. So, Will, you're saying they're going to be better than a 7th seed. Is essentially what you're saying.
I'm saying they're going to be better than an 8 seed. See, I did have to explain the number to you.
Okay. After all that.
So,
because it's 7.5.
That's right. Sorry, I didn't have my abacus with me today. So you have to consult with Danielle and Faisal, though. Make sure that they're good with that.
Are you guys cool with this? Collectively, because, you know, we're all in this
It is a collective
together.
Decision. You're right.
Yeah.
Collective burger agreement. Let's go.
Yeah, I would think.
That's the CBA.
That's exactly. Nice.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because they're still in, but not in. And they're not going to be higher than that. There's no way.
I don't know. I'm like...
I have the Raptors as the 5th seed right now.
Wow,
the preseason
what?
Hype is... Here's the thing. Let me make the case to you.
Really? Mm-hmm.
The depth of this team. Pretty good.
Yes.
Like, would you be comfortable if for a month, Utah had to be the first wing off the bench?
No.
You guys aren't comfortable
I don't
with that?
Know. I, like, wow. I'm, all right, never I'm mind. Not sure.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
Wow.
I think.
Yeah, no, come on.
We'll be back. We'll be back you without Faisal and Danielle.
No, listen, here's the thing. Look.
It's Utah Watanabe's birthday, too, by the way.
I know. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, but we don't want you to be the first wing off the bench.
I didn't say that.
That
wasn't the question.
I said, I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Someone's going to make a quote graphic by the time I'm out of here, and it's going to be hilarious. Look, I think. As I think about it, I agree with you, Will. I agree that they're probably higher than that. I'm still so confused. I think we talked about this last week. I'm just confused on this team a little bit, so I need to see it play out. But I think overall, the talent will show itself to the point where they're not going to be an 8 seed or below.
Why is it more about, can we not look at the actual conference itself? That's my concern.
Yeah.
I think that there's so much more talent within the East now that that's where I feel like we will bump the Raptors back. Not because they won't outperform a lot of the expectations that have been put on them this season, but I just think overall there's too much talent in the East now to get that. What do you think? Like 5, 6? I would be shocked if they could get 6 at best.
Yeah, right now I have them 5, and I'm still formulating this. I'll officially make my prediction next week.
Thank you.
But the way I've written it down, so I got Milwaukee and Brooklyn as like the top 2 teams, okay? Yeah.
And this is without Kyrie now.
Yeah. This is without Kyrie, all this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give Atlanta and Miami and even Philadelphia, if you want to argue, the next tier.
Boston?
But I would not. I don't know if I would put Boston in there. I put Boston in the next tier with the New Yorks, with who else? Charlotte,
Chicago.
Indiana, Chicago. Yeah. And that's where people are putting Toronto.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's fair.
Why can't the Raptors be the best team out of that bunch?
I think that's fair. Five,
And in a season, why couldn't they potentially be better than Philadelphia and Boston? I don't think that's out of reach. That's probably the most optimistic view.
Mm.
But in that view, I've got Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Atlanta, Miami as the top 4.
Okay.
And Toronto is a 5th seed.
Okay.
And they play Kyle Lowry in the first round.
You're just
now
dreaming.
You're really reaching for the stars. Okay.
It's a squid game in your head. Yeah.
Okay. So the three of you. So the three of you agree with Will's pick.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's
it. Yeah.
So Danielle, I guess this one's kind of related.
I was gonna say they are.
Yeah. So Raptors total wins. Vegas, most Vegas books, because I check all of them, have them at 36.5 wins as the over under. Where do you stand on this?
So I was thinking about the fact that mine was directly tied into Will's answer, but I always thought over regardless. I think they can win 40 wins minimum is what I feel like we can expect this team to accomplish. And FaZe just harumphed, so maybe
FaZe, I'm
wrong
are you
on that.
Down on the Raptors?
I'm not down on the Raptors. I just need to see something, you know?
What this is about. It's over-unders. It's all ruthless, right.
Okay.
FaZe.
Okay, okay. Over. Sorry, over. Will, over to you now.
Yeah, clearly, I'm picking them to make the playoffs.
Like that?
So I think they're going to be over 36.5. I like what OG's doing a lot.
Same.
Oh, yeah.
Trust what he's doing, absolutely. I'm really excited about this news that Pascal apparently is a little bit ahead of schedule.
Yep.
So he's not going to miss as much time.
I was going to say, and that's the really tough part about this one, right?
We
don't know what's going to happen with injuries, how long it's going to take Pascal to get back, how long it's going to take him to get back into rhythm. Boucher seems to be back really quick. It won't be that long of a miss, but that's a huge factor. I just cannot foresee there being as many injuries this season as we experienced last
season.
And it's a deeper team.
Yes. Yep.
It is a deeper team.
For sure.
And I'm very excited for Pascal to come back. Obviously, hoping he's 100% healthy. I think playing with an improved OG, and we know what Fred's going to bring. We've already seen Scotty Barnes. I'm really excited about this team.
Same.
Shocker that I'm very optimistic about the Raptors, though.
But there is a lot to be excited about. There's no need to be downer about it at all.
Yeah, and I just want to make it clear, I'm not being a downer.
I don't know about that.
All right, cool.
Ask me a question.
Yeah. Fan590 Social, please plug this show after being, is Faisal too down on the Raptors as the tweet?
Why? Bracket and
So one more before we go to break, because I think we all need 5 minutes from each other soon.
Yeah.
Faisal, you know I only give you the serious questions. Because I respect you like that.
Thank you.
Number of new sponsorships for Fred VanVleet this season. Over, under 2.5. Break it down for me. I know you can break this down for me.
I've stayed up late thinking about this one, and I'm going under. And here's why.
Because all the companies
are
affiliated.
Who else can throw Fred a bag now, man?
Fred is really a 5'10". Shaquille O'Neal right now in terms of he's like a NASCAR jacket.
He was wearing a Seattle Kraken jersey yesterday.
He's got the Supreme
Icy Hot hit him up or what?
Salute Fred, man.
The Supreme logo jacket with all the different brands he's rocking to the arena. Yep.
There's got to be other brands. Danielle, can you think of anything that Fred can still promote?
Who was Norm with there? Like, they need a new sponsor.
Osmos.
Fred was already there.
Yeah,
Fred's already been on
the Osmos bag. Yep. Yeah.
Hey.
He's got the fast food.
Okay, so that's done.
Champwich? He's already got a Champwich, bro.
Drink Market deal.
The thing is, I know Fred. I mean, Fred did tell us on Media Day that he turns down a lot of stuff.
He does, yeah.
So I think the money's got to be right for Fred, too.
Yeah, but when he says that,
he's got a credit card. He's got
like offers from this radio show to show up
it's
for
you
free.
Guys asking I think if that's come on every week. Down. 100%. We're not talking 6 figures.
I'm confident on the under.
Okay. Danielle, do you want to talk this out or do you trust Faisal on this?
I think I do trust Faisal on this. I think
that 3 is a lot.
Three is a lot more. At
for
least.
One
considering
season?
What he already has.
Fred's done three, though. So I'm talking like even if he posts a brand and tags it on an Instagram story,
so even
that's
just
a sponsorship.
One-time sponsor, man.
That's a sponsorship. That's,
you know, didn't read the I'm fine still print. Saying under because I think he's going to have those obligations with the companies he's already aligned
that's what I'm
with.
Saying.
And so, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a bank. He's got a fast food. He's got...
the fact that he like, sponsors a bank is
let's
so...
Let's see what demos he's already hitting, right?
He's, yeah.
He's literally
banks,
sponsoring
actually.
Money.
Does he not have a drink? What about like a... Does he have a drink sponsor?
Yeah, that's probably
like
the one I expected.
Like BioSteel or yeah. something like
Whoa,
that?
Okay.
He's going to bring that like, to his game this
But even
year.
That's only one, right? Yeah. So yeah. I'm confident on the under.
All right.
All right. Well, I think that's a good spot.
Under it is.
Nice.
All right. So I think that's a good spot for us to take a quick five. I'm your host, Wim Liu, and you're listening to The Raptors Show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm your host, Will Liu, and I'm joined by my producer and co-host, Alex Wong. We also have Sportsnet's Faisal Kamisa and Daniel Michaud. Alex, what's our next over-under for the upcoming Raptors season, slash what are the other Squid Game jokes that we're going to make over the course of this episode?
The next one is for you, Will.
Okay.
Number of regular season games Goran Dragic will play in a Raptors uniform. Over-under 30 and a half.
Okay, this is very tough. Because the trade deadline is usually like, I don't know, 50 games in, roughly.
Yep.
This is a pretty sick line, I gotta admit.
Yeah.
Yep.
30.5
generous,
is real tough.
Generous.
I would say...
Consult your
yeah,
friends,
what
man.
Do you guys
consult
think?
Your friends.
What do you? Yeah, you're right. Thank you, Alex. This is also a radio show.
Listen.
What do you guys think?
I saw a picture of him and Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam laughing on the bench. Goran was tagged in the picture by Fred, and you know what that means. He stay. He stay, baby. I think that's an easy over.
Really?
Yeah.
I think, and this ties into, because I was privy to what the show may contain, ties into something I'm going to discuss later, but I also will
nice
take
tease.
The over on Goran.
Wow.
I think he's sticking around too, and I think the Raptors are more committed to him than might meet the eye. I feel like if they weren't at this point, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. They would have figured out a way to move him. And I really think he's extremely valuable
I agree.
To this young team because as much as we've heard at Media Day, guys like Pascal talk about how he's really working to become a more vocal leader or OG needs to be a bigger leader in the room, there's something to be said about a veteran of Goran's caliber that he doesn't need to work on anything. He's really experienced it all. So I think the team will need him, and I think he'll be around longer than anyone expects.
Yeah, to that point, I was at the game early with Alex the other night, and
Rare.
He was like, yo, make sure you get video of Goran Dragic sitting courtside pregame with assistant coach Trevor Gleason, who had a laptop in front of him, and they were watching tape with Scottie Barnes, and Goran Dragic was just there watching tape with them, demonstrating how to set a screen, you know, stuff like that. Like, that's the kind
Can't
of veteran
replace
stuff.
That stuff,
that,
man.
Hey, listen, to... Can I defend myself?
Yeah.
What's there to defend?
No,
you're
no, go
a reporter.
Ahead, go ahead.
Digging in.
Goran could have showed up and acted like how Kevin Love is in Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's true.
Very
right?
true.
Like Goran could have just said, I don't want to play. Like, I'm going to come be with the team. You guys figure out a trade. He seems way more engaged than I think anyone expected.
I wonder if his relationship with guys like Scott, he surprised him a little. Like, there is something, you know,
he
exciting about. Yeah, like, there's a genuine love here. And I think... I never put too much stock into the comments that were taken out of context. I just didn't really buy into that whole idea. I think
Fair.
He never meant it in a way that was, you know, got twisted pretty quick. I never took it badly from the beginning. So I've cut him slack from day one that he does want to see what this opportunity brings. And I would say a lot of the character guys on the team have roped him in more quickly than he thought.
And more than that, I think too many people will want to talk soccer with him. For him to leave that early.
Oh, like,
there's
right.
too much going on 40 oh, yeah. games from now sure. in the domestic season in Spain for him to be going right now. So, yeah, there's value.
Yeah. No, we know we have some big football fans
oh, man,
in the front office. Unfortunately, I found out over the offseason that Masai is a United fan.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking, really.
Glory, glory.
Guys, take this off air, please.
Honestly, okay.
Sorry.
I was not
Sorry.
Told this would be part of the
You know
day,
what? GGMU
so.
Is literally yeah. glory, glory Masai Ujiri, if you think about it. It just makes sense.
Oh, my God.
It right. just makes sense.
Well, are we going to continue the segment
Nick Nurse
without Faisal?
The Jurgen Klopp of the Toronto
you
Raptors.
You kicked me out of this segment three times already, Alex.
Please edit the last 2 minutes out for the podcast edition. So, Will, looks like this is a tough one.
Yeah.
Because it seems like the three of you don't really agree.
Yeah. You know what, though? I will go with my teammates here and say over. I do like the fact that he's really fit in seamlessly. causing no problems, seems to be a big part of the team. I mean, Nick continues to start him. He started four preseason games that he played. He sat one out. And I don't know. Do you think there's a chance the Raptors don't trade him by the trade deadline?
Yeah.
Like, let's say the Raptors are like, I don't know, man, 5, 6, 7 games over the 500 at the trade deadline. Like, are they going to trade him? I don't know.
I just want to ask a caveat to this question. Like, if he's injured and the Raptors play 33 games, like, does that count as the over? Does he have to play
number
in
of
these games?
He actually has to play.
Wow. Oh. That's unfair. Like, that's not fair. Like, what if he's healing?
Life's not fair. You think Squid Game was fair?
It wasn't.
I mean, they made a choice.
This is ruthless.
They really
This guy's LeBron
right
now.
They made a choice two times to go back.
Facts. All right. Well, I'm going to go with the over.
Yeah, it's your call ultimately.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm going to play with my teammates. I'm not going to
call
my own number here.
All right, let's dial Michael Grange to see if Goran's been traded
yes,
right now.
That would be tough.
Okay, next up, Danielle.
Yes.
Number of new Nick Nurse NN hat colorways this season, over under 1.5. Now, before you answer, I just want you to know I'm on the Nick Nurse Foundation website.
Okay.
Why are you always on the Nick Nurse Foundation website?
It's a permanently open tab, 100%.
It's my homepage.
Yes.
So there's two colorways. There's the all-black colorway that everyone's familiar with.
Classic.
It's like the Jordan 1 bread of NBA head coaches' hats. And then there's a red and white colorway, which is basically like a Canadian colorway. Yeah. So I have suggested... Now, I'm not trying to get you to lean a particular way.
I feel like you are, though.
I know,
continue.
But I'm just saying that, like, I think a black and gold, like, kind of Drake OVO colorway should be coming.
Right.
And I feel like there will be another new colorway.
Purple.
Anyways. Yeah. Anyways, wow. I'm setting the over-under at 1.5.
That's a good line.
That's a
tough one. This is a tough one for you to deal with. Yeah.
So when I thought this through and I came today in my Nick Nurse swag, obviously.
Yep.
And excellent. But the reason I wore... this one, his Dr. J collab, is because I am taking the under because I predict Nick to, like, we're getting backpacks, we're getting hoodies.
Okay.
We're getting,
okay. Like, I like the logic.
Do you want a license plate decal? We got it. NN, rep, everywhere in your whole life.
Oh my God.
Your whole life. So I think Nick is expanding the NN brand.
The empire.
He's taking on the OVO.
Yeah.
He doesn't want that black and gold OVO. He's going to come up with his own joint and not steal from Drake.
I like that.
I like that. You know what?
The under.
I like that. I'm just convinced based on your passion and enthusiasm there, under.
Oh, by the way, I did some research into this because I figured Alex would try to trick us at some point. He said
trickery?
There's only two NN colorways.
Oh,
that's
no.
not true. I'm looking at a silver one, all silver. He did not mention that one.
Dude, it's no longer in the store.
This day forward. So, like, right now, whatever already
that's
exists.
What I'm saying. There's already four colorways. There's another one that's like
there's
a brown
no chance.
One.
It's the under.
Yeah. Okay.
We're safe here.
No.
Well,
Alex, I can't believe you would do this to us.
Are you on like a, what kind of site are you on that you're finding a silver one? This seems like
I just searched Nick Nurse hat, and I'm not even kidding. I've been scrolling for like 5 minutes, and there's more.
That's DHgate,
bro. Bootleg version.
No. I'm seeing him wear this hat in a Zoom press conference where I'm asking him about hands.
Now, we might,
you know what? Fair.
We might have to put a caveat on that. Do we count just the ones that he wears, or does it have to be available for the public?
I thought it was available.
See,
I took it as buying.
Does Goran play in the games, or does he have to just be on the bench? Like, now we're really, you know.
Okay. This is your over-under game. You're supposed to
You're the front man of this episode, so tell us what the rules are.
Hold on. The VIPs are coming. Okay, fine. We'll do available for purchase. And I think Danielle makes a really good point. I would have just taken the under because I'm talking about this so much. Nick is just going to spite us and not
That's
drop
also
the hats.
Very
Nick, come
possible.
On the show, please. We promise.
Nick, come
that
on the show.
I asked you this question.
I promise you, I'll take that day off. I'll take that day
no,
off.
No, you need to come in and ask.
So next up, Faisal, are you ready?
Yeah.
I know you're on your phone right now. Really rude, to be honest.
Yeah.
Super rude.
Somebody made a graphic that says Indian food sucks with one of my pictures.
Already?
I'm crying.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, salute to the fan base.
Shout to Assad, man. So number of regular season home games that Drake attends this season, over under 12.5.
This was a good line, too.
Because he doesn't go to a lot of games.
No.
Does it
count preseason?
Does the preseason game already count?
Preseason does not count. So regular season, they're going to have 41 home games, obviously. 12.5. Drake,
12.5.
Over and under.
So just over a quarter of the home games he has to go to. You know what? I'm going to say over, and I'm actually going to be pretty confident in saying over because my guy hasn't been here for a minute. He's missed it. He likes the attention that comes with being there, but he also likes being courtside next to Matt and, yucking it up with the Raptors. Look at the hugs I saw when Scottie Barnes came out and Delano Banton came out and Nick Nurse, not just a one-handed arm around the shoulder away saying, yo, nice to see you. This was a come in, put your head on my shoulder because you haven't been here in 2 years, you know? Wow. He's yearning for that feeling. In fact, I'm thinking 2.5 sad Drake songs this year as well as a result of his feelings that come from being back in Scotiabank Arena.
Danielle, what do you think?
On top of Certified Lover Boy, like we're not done?
Yeah. No, Faisal seems pretty confident. Danielle, what do you think? 12.5 games. 12.5
is just over a quarter of the game.
I'm struggling.
That's 1 a week.
I'm struggling with that because I think as much as he misses being at Scotiabank Arena, he also misses living life with everybody else. And as we get back into the real world somewhat.
No, but Drake's done everything else.
I guess, but
he's
not the same.
He's been doing whatever.
But he does.
Got COVID.
But not everybody else. So now he can go do things with everybody else. Yes, he lives in like a nice little insulated celebrity bubble where COVID never existed for him or he got it and was fine. But now everybody else is getting back to normal life so he can get back to normal life with them. Therefore, I don't know. That seems like a really tough.
You're going under.
It's a lot of commitment.
Drake does go months without showing up.
That's fair. Absolutely, because he's on world tours and stuff like that. Also, the only time I've seen Drake come to 13 or more Raptors home games was during the championship run.
Yeah, but that didn't count playoffs, right? We didn't count playoffs. So you said regular season,
just
right?
Regular season.
Just regular season. That's definitely an under.
But even
like
that
if they're
year,
fighting for a play-in in the last couple weeks, you're not saying Drake showing up to get that crowd extra hype? Man, I'm saying, I think
I
this
only
is
love my bed and my mom.
Faisal, can you finish it? Finish the lyric, actually? That's your specialty?
OG, I only love my bed and my mother. I'm sorry. OG, that's not it. That's okay. All right.
It's close enough.
I'm confident in this, but I will also go with my teammates. If they think this is an under,
take a
I will trust
take
them.
A vote.
I will trust
rules.
Them.
You, no, can be, you can be saying woo and just, you know, screw us over and stuff. You know? It's Squid Game, man. Do you want to eat the 10 Big Macs or not?
When I saw, obviously, that question was directed to the correct person, and I trust that nobody knows what Champagne Poppy's up to more than FaZe. Therefore, I will go with whatever you decide.
Drake, come on the basketball show with Will Lou.
Yeah.
Yeah, just wrong, show title, but yeah, we get the idea.
Made it up.
What's it called?
The Raptors show.
It's so, the simplest.
Didn't I ask you last week if it's called the other one? Did you tell me?
So Faisal, this is a big call.
Shoot, I tweeted the wrong thing, guys. I'm sorry. I thought you saw that good, too. Bro. My bad.
I believe Will and Danielle are just going to trust you.
Okay.
To make this.
I do trust him.
Thank you.
No, so what's your pick here? Over, under?
I'm saying over, and I'm sticking with it.
This is a spoiler alert. This is the tug of war episode.
And, yeah, it really is.
You're telling us to just let go
all the
for
way
a second.
Back and hoping to help.
That's what
me.
I'm saying. I'm trying to pull. You're saying we should just relax.
Anyways, all right. So the last three over unders.
Yeah.
Will OG Anunoby points per game this season over under 19.5 points.
Oh,
that's such a good
man,
number.
That's such
man.
A good
who
line.
Put together this
who
rundown?
Put, it's really
wow.
excellent.
Someone really understands. Gambling and betting lines and
someone really once missed Mother's Day dinner because he was at a casino playing poker for 48 hours. Sorry, Mom.
It's okay. You made up for it since, I guess. 19.5 is a lot of points.
Yes.
But we're seeing OG score very, very regularly here. My only concern is the usage gonna match? You know,
well, like that's the big question is how much.
Because Pascal's going to need some touches.
Once Pascal
and
gets back.
Fred's going to have the ball, and Scotty's going to have the ball, and Precious is, you know, going to take a coast-to-coast every time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of – and, of course, Gary Trent, you know, has never turned down a shot before.
Nope.
Neither has Svi, to be honest.
You're really going through the whole – you're going through
he's
it right
breaking
now.
Down the roster.
Guys, you're flustered.
A lot of guys shoot the ball. I
haven't seen you this flustered since I told you I was producing your show.
Yeah. This is why I was flustered because I knew you were producing and this is what it was going to look like. I'm going to go with over.
Talk it out, though. Talk it out,
because
Danielle.
We
Danielle.
Are talking it out. I'm thinking about usage is the issue here. Is
yeah.
That's going to change.
I mean, his usage.
Especially once Pascal's back.
Yeah. I don't think he's even been more than like 20% usage yeah. in his career. So that's the only part that concerns me. But
there'll be an expectation that he will
but what about
take
preseason?
More of a. I know.
Yeah.
The expectation is he'll take more of a load on this season.
Yeah.
Faisal, you quiet over
preseason was a pretty
there.
Glorious...
Just thinking about the drawing now, you know?
Oh, wow.
Just thinking about the drawing.
Wow,
man.
This guy.
Still?
Holy. Yeah, yeah.
That's your whole life.
Yo, why are we roasting Faisal?
I don't know.
We don't even have access to the TV floor. And you're roasting.
What's wrong with you?
My head's
what do you
gone
think?
Too big.
Give a
on
thought.
One of my rare off days. Man, it's such a perfect number, man.
Like, thank you.
Oh,
thank
you
very
really going to be a 20-point per game scorer in the NBA this season. Like,
I honestly feel like he'll be at 19.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's 19. What it is. You there. Picked you know the what? Spot.
If I have to eat 10 Big Macs because of OG Anunoby, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah, that's fair.
So over. I'm going over. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
20 points per game.
You know what? Yeah,
that's I like that energy.
I like that too.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Get your stomach ready, man.
So I like Big Macs anyway. So
OG can join for the Big Macs because we had so much faith in him.
Absolutely. That's actually next year's Media Day social challenge.
Guys, spoiler alert. Nobody steal that, please. We've trademarked that one already. Damn it.
Yeah. McDonald's has to send out so many disclaimers today. Okay. Next up. Danielle, this is your last one.
Okay.
Number of Raptors players who will visit Niagara Falls this season. Over, under 2.5 players. Now, again, I feel like I have to explain this one. Lots of new players in Toronto for the first time. We've already seen Utah Watanabe visit Niagara Falls.
Doesn't count, though, right?
So no, I feel like, see, here's the thing. And again, I feel like I'm trying to convince the three of you to make picks, but like, this could be done in one fell swoop.
Oh, if three players, 100%. Yeah. I almost called JQ and asked if she could just round them all up on the bus and go to Niagara. But Yuta doesn't count, but I did hear him with you guys, and Yuta said, gotta go back, wants to go back.
Oh, he's taking
I think
somebody.
Will. I think Will told him he has to go back.
I did tell him the winter time is
no,
a different
Will said,
vibe.
We have to go back.
I'm trying very hard to be friends with Yuta Watanabe. All right. That's my guy.
Either way, so maybe Will takes him. That's fine. That's one.
You're leaning towards
the because he's not going to go by himself. So I think guaranteed minimum two.
No, I'm saying I'm
let Danielle break down the process.
Sorry,
this is my life. You're just seeing what it's like on a daily basis with FaZe.
Oh, damn.
I am going over for sure for the same reason that FaZe is trying to get out. He's not going alone. He's bringing his pals. They go to Cactus Club in groups of five. They're going to see Niagara Falls in groups of five. Confident in the over, although like this might just be me. I have no interest in the Niagara Falls area. Like, what are we doing here?
Now, we're setting the cutoff on the last day of the regular season, okay? So if they go after that...
That doesn't matter. That's so
tough. When do they have time during the season to go?
That would be my issue.
They have 4 days off during Christmas week.
And you're saying they're going to go amidst 1,000 tourists, they're going to go.
Once winter hits, I think it's a tough look if no one's gone by then.
Winter's coming. And...
Winter is coming.
I don't know.
Like Game of Thrones.
Okay, I really felt confident
sorry, wrong
in the
show.
Over.
Wrong show. Really wrong just, show.
Okay. So Danielle's really confident.
I did feel confident in the over.
Faisal, Will, do you have any objections?
You know Scotty's definitely going to go.
Yes.
I don't know
Scotty's
going to go.
He's
for sure
enthusiastic.
He is. With Delano. They're going to go. Delano's going to show him. It's 100%.
You don't think Delano's been?
Yeah, of course.
Like, Delano's been. He's probably going to be like, there's no reason to go back. Like,
only players, though, okay? So if coaches tag along, all that stuff,
I smell a go on the, because he didn't go, you didn't go on the boat, right? You guys asked him, and he didn't wear the...
Wow.
Like, they're going to go back and do the boat.
You think the NBA players are going to go on the boat?
Yeah, I do.
Just publicly?
Yeah, for sure.
Kawhi didn't go on the boat. Did Kawhi go on the boat?
Go to Cactus Club on, like, a Friday.
Yeah, but that's here. You don't have to travel 2 hours to go somewhere.
The point is the social part of it's not the issue.
This is tough.
Man. So you're very... Faisal,
feels
you're...
Feels like episode 6 right now.
Okay, we play marbles to figure out... Who's taking what in this last one?
Danielle's about to grab Faisal and jump off
jump
the bridge.
Off. This is it. I'm taking you down with me for sure.
That's the only logical ending for your show.
Okay.
Going right through this
please,
last
let's
no,
come,
man,
let's
the
come
lights
to,
have to go off and whoever ends up standing at the end is the new host
let's
of the
Let's come
show.
To a decision here. It is Danielle's call.
Danielle, yeah.
This is Danielle's
call. It is call. Your
call. We have not been helpful, so.
No, not one bit. Not
this
one
is,
bit.
We've been going in circles on this one. I'm just sticking with the over, which is what I initially had.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Get your stomach ready for the
time. Time you said that, man.
Yeah, I have no other punchlines.
It's like zero of our picks so far.
I was too busy studying what players like OG Anunoby would average in their fifth season. Final one, Faisal. Total minutes of Kyle Lowry's standing ovation in his return to Toronto. Over, under 1.5 minutes.
Oh, this is
so
easy.
90 seconds.
This one's easy. Super obvious.
90's a lot.
90 is a long time. Like, if we were sitting here silent for 90 seconds, it would feel like 90 minutes. But, like...
It's a lot.
Kyle Lowry has done so many things that I think... does the ovation... So, again, I have questions. Does the ovation start post-tribute video, or does it count if they're standing during the tribute
video? Which
they
will be.
Post-tribute
video. Wow.
Okay, that's
tough.
That's...
Wow. I shouldn't have asked.
Alex should have come in with the mask on, like the full, really soulless.
It's like people saying,
really the front
it's like people saying, why didn't the Squid Game characters just walk on the bars between the glass? They would get shot in the head. So that's why, right? Like, there are rules to this. So yes, okay. I still say over. Look, that guy's done too much. He's too important. He's too beloved. he didn't get a goodbye in this city. Like, that is, to me, an easy over. 2 minutes standing and clapping for the guy that helped lead you to your first and only championship. It's nothing. Really is nothing.
That's the caveat, isn't it? That he didn't have any moment in Toronto for at all. So I feel like it's going to be that much. What's messing me up here, though, is that it's not during the tribute, because you know the tribute video is going to be,
because the tribute video alone will be 90 seconds. So we have to cut that out.
I think when Kyle gets introduced pregame.
Wait, can all the standing ovations for Kyle be
is it
combined?
No, the first one.
Because there's going to be a couple.
The first one.
They're going to be a couple.
The first one.
The first one, or the longest one.
The most important one.
Shoot, man. That's a...
So won't the first one be when he's introed versus
so that's tough then, right? Because they're going to go right from those intros to the Raptors intro. So what standing ovation? The fans are going to stand their feet for the Raptors
intro.
They're going
to shut the lights off.
So
and,
does that count as Kyle's ovation?
But they could maybe bring him to center court, do a ceremony, and then you get a free 2 minutes.
That is,
they could do that.
But, well, that's what I'm thinking. I think in some way, somehow, there's going to be something done for him that warrants people staying on their feet for at least 2 minutes.
All right, I've been doing hard research into this.
Yeah.
So I'm 1:19 into a video that is titled "Toronto Honors DeMar DeRozan with Tribute Video, February 22nd, 2019."
Yeah.
The video is 2:44 long, which means the Raptors fans gave him an ovation of almost 1:30.
Wow.
1:25 on the exact line.
I don't know if Alex was just like getting this number out of nowhere, or if he actually did the same research.
When I message you at 5 in the morning, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, you really
When you message me at 5 in the morning, it's very different.
You need to be picking out shoes at 5 a.m. in the morning, man. Come on.
I'm waiting for the morning show to come on.
This guy's really, definitely. That's my favorite show.
Oh, I love it. Is that next week? Are we talking about that next week, I hope?
So are we doing the over?
Well, I think it has to be the over, because
it's Faisal's call, so you got to convince Faisal.
Yeah, fine.
Convince Faisal.
Go for it.
As soon as the fans themselves stop clapping, which I'm pretty confident will last more than 1:30 anyway, then he's going to get guarded by Scottie Barnes, who's going to be clapping the whole time playing defense. That's still an ovation for me.
Right in his face.
So, yes, absolutely. Come on. Scottie Barnes is going to be giving him a 48-minute ovation.
Get your stomachs ready. Get your stomachs ready. Over.
All you Raptors fans listening to this, when you go to the game, keep in mind that this matters. So stay on your feet.
Nobody clap.
Okay, but I'll be clapping on media row. I will single-handedly be doing this ovation. So,
man. Perfect.
Wow.
I think I lost based on that one. I forgot to take into account of Will clapping on media row.
I'm going to be clapping from like 2 hours before the game. Sam Decker's going to be warming up, and I'm going to be clapping.
Like the one. Like if we're eating cheeseburgers, or it's you standing for 3 minutes.
You've got to show up with a mask with a circle or triangle or square on your face and look at Will with authority to make him sit down that day, man.
All right, so to wrap up, just to summarize. So what seed will the Raptors be in the East? Over, under 7.5. That's an under. Raptors total wins, over, under 36.5. Over. Number of new sponsorships for Fred VanVleet, over, under 2.5. Under. What else do we have? Number of regular season games Goran Dragic will play in a Raptors uniform, over, under 30.5. That's an over. Number of new Nick Nurse NN hat colorways, over, under 1.5. Under?
Under.
Number of regular season home games Drake attends this season, over under 12.5. What did you guys pick on that? The over.
Faisal went over.
I did.
OG Anunoby points per game, over under 19.5 points. Over. Number of players visiting Niagara Falls, over under 2.5 players. Over.
Under. Oh, no, you said over. Right?
Danielle said over.
She said over.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. No, that's fine.
The stress of these decisions.
No, That's okay.
And total minutes for Kyle
Lowry.
I
feel like I picked the umbrella. Honestly, guys.
No, that's Faisal picking Drake coming to spending a third of his life in Toronto for the games. Come on, man.
Correct.
And total minutes for Kyle Lowry. Standing ovation is return to Toronto, over under 1.5 minutes. It's the over.
Yeah, easy
and that's
over.
It.
Easy over. Wow, that does it for the show today. You've been listening to The Raptor Show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. We'll be here Monday to Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. And make sure you find The Raptor Show wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe. All our episodes will be available on your podcast feed. I'm your host, Wim Liu. Thanks again to my partner and co-host, Alex Wong, a.k.a. The Frontman, and to Sportsnet's Faisal Khamisa, unfortunately, your Ali Abdul, and Danielle Michaud for joining us. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.